From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
We're hearing everyone partying!
Relief.
Yeah, Minneapolis is so excited.
Dancing in the streets, praying too, thankful for the verdict, guilty on all charges. Derek Chauvin is now in jail, soon to be heading to prison for a very long time. His sentence in a couple of months after this stunning verdict.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, find the defendant guilty.
Judge Peter Cahill said guilty two more times. The Hennepin County jury of four blacks, six whites, and two people of color were unanimous and quick, deliberating about 10 hours before agreeing what the world saw on that viral video was absolutely murder.
The Floyd family heard the verdict, then they heard from the president. President Joe Biden, who said he hoped the verdict would be the right one, called the Floyd family and their attorney. On the phone, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were then put on speakerphone so all those gathered could hear what America's leaders have to say about American justice.
We're going to get a lot more done. We're going to get police. We're going to do a lot. We're going to stay at it till we get it done.
Hopefully this is the momentum for the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act to get passed to have you sign.
Got that and a lot more.
A sigh of relief was heard around the country, even the world. Many can't believe it. They knew Derek Chauvin was guilty, but he was still a cop, a white cop, accused of killing a black man. And things don't often turn out this way.
Today, you have the cameras all around the world to see and show what happened to my brother.
It was the video that was the star witness in this case. The video, which was played during the trial over and over again. The world saw it, and for Philonis Floyd and the Floyd family, it was reliving the agony of George Floyd's death under Chauvin's grinding knee.
It was a motion picture. The world seeing his life being extinguished. And I could do nothing but watch.
Although relieved and glad with the outcome, the pain remains because no verdict will bring George Floyd back.
Former President Obama is releasing a statement saying the jury did the right thing. Obama is saying America must come to terms with the fact that black Americans are treated differently. He says we cannot rest now. He's calling on Congress to enact concrete reforms that will reduce and ultimately eliminate racial bias in our criminal justice system.
And it feels like we can take the day to celebrate that we're finally getting a taste of justice. And then tomorrow we move on to Dante and we keep doing this until they give us what we need across the board.
Activist Bree Graham says the next step is justice for Dante Wright, who will soon be buried after a Minnesota cop not far from where Chauvin was just convicted shot and killed the unarmed black man. The fired and charged white female officer reportedly mistook her taser for her pistol when she shot the 20-year-old in the nearby town of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. That officer will also face a court of law. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
We are trying to put checks and balances in place that hold every police officer accountable for their actions and provide transparency to their actions.
That's the founder of one local Black Lives Matter group. All over the country, after the conviction of Derek Chauvin and the murder of George Floyd, similar sentiments are being expressed. The BLM global organization says the verdict, guilty on all charges, lets us know white supremacy has no place in democracy. And the NAACP says the fight for police accountability doesn't end with the conviction of Derek Chauvin. The former Minneapolis police officer was found guilty on all counts for killing George Floyd during an arrest last May. The civil rights group says we need more police reform. Cornell Brooks, former CEO and president of the NAACP, spoke with CNBC on what needs to happen now.
Turning around policing, transforming policing so that literally black and brown people do not feel that they are objects of suspicion as opposed to subjects of protection. Those are things that we can do.
The NAACP said even though Chauvin is behind bars now, no amount of justice will bring George Floyd back.
In South Carolina, a judge says the 20-year prison sentence for a white cop who shot an unarmed black man to death during a traffic stop in 2015 will stand. Officer Michael Slager shot Walter Scott 5 times in the back after being pulled over because of a broken taillight. Recently, Slager appealed his sentence, saying his lawyer never told him about a plea deal prosecutors were offering that would have shortened his prison sentence. His lawyer denies that accusation, and some wonder why a plea deal would be offered in the first place.
The smell of burnt or not burnt marijuana is no longer considered probable cause for NYPD officers to search someone's car. A memo making that clear has just come out, which changes longstanding police procedure. And that happened after the state recently legalized recreational marijuana for adults. The new rules say officers can only search vehicles if a driver appears to be under the influence of weed and there is probable cause to believe they've been smoking it, or if the driver is seen smoking or vaping marijuana while driving. For years, black men have been sent to prison for having small amounts of weed, which was often discovered because of the stop and frisk policy of the New York police. Even those who don't support the use of recreational marijuana hope the new law and rules will reduce the amount of black men going to prison.
And the investigation continues after 9 children were shot at a 12-year-old's birthday party in LaPlace, Louisiana. The verbal confrontation, which escalated into shots fired, broke out in someone's home. More than 60 young people were at the party, and 2 groups of young men showed up, and an ongoing feud led to gunfire. Most of the wounds were relatively minor, but a 16 and 14-year-old are still in the hospital.
For these stories and more, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
A new study says after analyzing more than 7 million homes sold between 2013 and the start of 2021, Redfin found homes in black neighborhoods are undervalued by an average of $46,000 compared to homes in primarily white neighborhoods. HousingWire.com says the report takes into account basic factors contributing to a home's value, such as size, condition, neighborhood amenities, and schools. The report says only 44% of black Americans are homeowners versus nearly 75% of white Americans. The disparity in black and white home ownership has been well documented, with the U.S. Census Bureau reporting white home ownership at a 9-year high in the fourth quarter of 2020. Black home ownership, meanwhile, has dropped to 44.1%. Apple now says it has the most powerful tablet on the market. The company announced its new high-end iPad Pro at its spring event. The tablet will use the same M1 chip that its desktop computers use. Previous iPads used A-series chips, which are the same ones in iPhones. The company is also launching a podcast subscription service and allowing children over the age of 13 to have the company's credit card. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.